It was the Saturday after Thanksgiving. I watched my 9-year-old daughter run to the mailbox. I was nervous she had discovered Amazon Prime. She came back empty-handed, so I was okay, but curious why she had run to the mailbox. I said, "Sophia, what did you go out there for?" She said, "Christmas cards, Daddy. I wanted to find some Christmas cards." Interesting that Christmas cards are a tradition that even a 9-year-old girl is interested in. Christmas cards are a tradition that have endured countless fights between parents and children over tights and ties. Christmas cards have endured streaming tears during Christmas card shoots, and they have endured the empty threats from parents that follow. And when we get the Christmas cards, we all inevitably have the same reaction. We all say the same thing. Do I really look like that? This past year, when we opened up our Christmas cards, I was a little taken aback by the way my weight was perceived through the camera lens. So I said to my wife, "What, was I smuggling pillows under my sport coat?" In an age of ubiquitous electronic communication, why has the Christmas card survived? Why do we put them up on our walls, and some of us keep them up on our walls all year long? Why is it that when I go to the house of a friend and see a Christmas card of someone else that maybe I thought was a friend, but I didn't get the card, why is it that I immediately send a passive-aggressive text message lobbying to be included on the list next year? Have you ever wondered why Christmas cards have endured? Here's my theory. That which is far has come near. Grandparents who were far have come near. Neighbors we loved that have moved away have come near. Friends we don't get to see very often have come near. Maybe someone we long to reconcile with, but still haven't been able to, sends us a card. We think maybe one day we'll come near again. Those who have been deployed to lands so far away that our hearts ache for their return, they come near. You see, we as people long for that which is far to come near. And Christmas is the ultimate story of the far come near. Let me tell it to you from Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 78, a verse not often read at Christmas time, but it's right here in the middle of the Christmas story. "Because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high." Not that the sunrise would emerge from within us or the sunrise would come from among us. Not if we try a little harder or work a little smarter, could we grasp the sunrise on our own. Not if we self-actualize just a little bit more, could the sunrise be our. No, the sunrise comes from on high. That which is far must come near. See, Luke is telling us the story of the God who was far, now come near. For in Jesus Christ, God has come near. Let me continue with Luke's story. It starts with an elderly couple named Zechariah and Elizabeth. God comes near to them in the midst of great personal pain. The story continues with a young woman named Mary. God comes near to her, though she wants to follow, even though the path is not quite clear to her. God comes near to shepherds, men who work both day and night, yet still struggle to pay the bills. And Luke is clear as he tells his story that God comes near while kings and emperors sit on their thrones, carefully cultivating and guarding their power. Every segment of society is represented: the young and the old, the rich and the poor, the powerful and the forgotten, the doubter and the believer. Every part of society is represented so that the main point Luke is trying to make will just jump off of the page, that God has come near to all, including you. Do you live with great personal pain? God has come near. Have you longed to follow him, but the path just isn't quite clear? God has come near. Do you work long hours, or maybe you long for significance? God has come near. And if you're tired of the insecurity of self-security, God has come near. Because the tender mercy of our God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high. Jesus is the sunrise that has visited us from on high. And so the only question that remains is why? Why would God draw near to us in Jesus? The other day I was watching the classic Christmas movie Miracle on 34th Street. There was a scene in the movie that struck me. I leaned a little closer to the TV as I watched this scene. There was an orphan girl from the Netherlands who had just recently been adopted into a family in the United States. The orphan girl insisted on waiting in line to see Santa Claus, though her mother tried to dissuade her, saying, "You can't speak to him. He can't speak to you. There's no point in waiting in this long line to see Santa Claus." The girl persisted. The mother relented. They waited in that long line. They finally got up to the front to see Santa Claus, and the mother began apologizing. "I'm so sorry we have waited in this line. My daughter has just been adopted from the Netherlands, and she can't speak to you, and you can't speak to her. So I'm sorry I've even wasted this 30 seconds of your time. We'll be on our way now." And then Santa Claus, in perfect Dutch, says, "Merry Christmas. What's your name?" Her face lights up. He wraps his arms around her, and they have a moment of incredible nearness. Why did God draw near in Jesus? He wanted to speak our language. And more than speak our language, he wanted to understand our pain. And more than understand our pain, he wanted to share in our sufferings. And more than share in our sufferings, he wanted to save us from our sin and our sufferings, so that our orphaned souls, orphaned from sin and selfishness, might be offered adoption into the very family of God. You see, there's a verse right after the verse that I read. I'd like to continue reading. "Because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." Are you sitting in darkness? Your feet long to have someone lead them toward a path of peace. Jesus' light has come. God sent us more than a Christmas card. He sent us his own flesh, the person of his Son. Jesus is the sunrise. God has drawn near to you. The question is, will you draw near to him? Will you place your faith in the God who has drawn near in Jesus Christ and be adopted into his family? Would you consider that reality as the choir sings their final number and allow them to sing a prayer of blessing over you before you go? Would you draw near to the God who has drawn so near to you?